Alabama-based Pico Foods says it will build a new poultry plant, hatchery, and feed mill in northeast Arkansas. In a $165 million operation, that's expected to create 1,000 jobs in two rural counties. Governor Mike Beebe announced the development yesterday, alongside Pico Foods President, CEO Mark Hickman, and other local and regional leaders. And this is Governor Beebe.
We were talking earlier, anytime we can announce good jobs, it's a good day for Arkansas. And we're very, very fortunate to be able to do that again today. And frankly, in a region of the state where we haven't been able to announce a ton of new good jobs. Mark and I were just talking. I said, you know, northeast Arkansas, it seems like every time you're talking about some expanded business or economic growth, it's Jonesboro or Paragould or that area up there, because that's such a dynamic place. It's growing so fast. And so when we can talk about Corning, and when we can talk about Pocahontas, and we can talk about Randolph County, and we can talk about Clay County and all those other areas, those are hardworking people.
Pico Foods President CEO Mark Hickman announced the plans.
Our company will invest $165 million in this project. It will include a feed mill, hatchery, and processing facility. We will also bring about 1,000 new jobs to northeast Arkansas. Construction will begin in two phases. We'll break ground on the feed mill at the Corning site next month, and with groundbreaking occurring at the Pocahontas site for the processing plant and hatchery in July. Once the site preparations are completed, the timeline for construction, we will need 12 months for the hatchery, we will need 18 months to get our feed mill up and running, and we will need about 16 months to get the processing plant up and running.
Hickman says the company picked Arkansas because of its, quote, outstanding workforce, noting that its existing poultry plant in Batesville has been a success. He says a new operation in northeast Arkansas will help expand the company.
One of the most important aspects of this new complex is that it will allow us to expand our rapidly growing niche as a preferred supplier of raw poultry commodity meats for value-added national accounts. That strategy is a key aspect of our growth going forward. In addition to the 1,000 jobs that this project will create, we will bring new business to grain farmers and chicken growers throughout the area. A plant of this size will require approximately 640 broiler, pullet, and breeder houses. That translates to more than 90 independent farmers who will raise poultry and supply us with market-age chickens.
Based in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Pico Foods is the eighth largest poultry producer in the country. Now, Grant Tenniel is the director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission and says the announcement will have a major impact on the region.
They're going to be farmers who begin to grow chickens up there that never have before. The feed requirements to keep all of these chickens fed is high. So you're going to, you know, have a ripple out into the community. The hauling of both the grain in and the chickens out is going to employ a bunch of new truck drivers. These kinds of jobs tend to create a large ripple effect, and that's really what we're looking for.
State and county contributions included over $5 million, with more employment and production-based incentives expected to follow.